Hi, I'm your Rite Aid pharmacist. Last flu season was the worst in nearly a decade. So this year, it's even more important to come get your flu shot. It's free with most insurance, and you don't need an appointment. You'll be protecting yourself and everyone around you. So stop by your local Rite Aid today and help us create a flu-free community. Vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Hello, and welcome to the Circle Challenge Show. This show isn't for dictators or persons who are politically correct, or viewers, listeners' discretion is advised.
Hello, this is Pinkhead. Tonight we found ourselves in a little bit of a situation. Oh, we have no idea where Red Hood is.
Are we
red brand new fashion?
What else
is made again?
Yeah, I wonder where he might be.
What else is new?
Yes.
Oh, you know what, guys?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You know, I saw Red Hood last week. He appeared to be in the hospital. I think he suffered some kind of a heart attack. My phone's vibrating.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, my.
What? He's dead? Guys, I just got a call from someone and he told me that Red Hood's dead.
Shit.
He's dead. He's actually dead.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. He's dead. Oh, my gosh.
This is
guys. Seriously,
it's
gone. What are we going to do?
We'll figure something out at this point.
What do you mean we'll figure something out? He's dead. He's gone.
And wouldn't he like us to continue things on or keep it rolling? The punches.
Well, keep this train rolling.
Oh, yeah.
No, you guys aren't getting it. He's gone. He died of a heart attack.
This train or train wreck, I don't know.
What train or train wreck?
It's definitely can't really be possible. And he had 9 lives?
Didn't you guys know that Red Hood had a heart attack last week? From eating too many cheeseburgers from Britain?
That's a bit odd. Especially when...
And I noticed that he was gaining weight, too. I noticed that he was eating so many British cheeseburgers that he just put on pounds, that he stopped exercising, and then before you know it, boom, landed in the hospital from a heart attack.
Crazy. That's crazy, because the last time I knew, he was totally doing something else. Or they can't really be dead.
You can't be dead. How do you know that?
Never. Or
he's gone. I'm telling you, because the way that I saw him last couple of days when I went to the hospital to visit him. After he suffered the heart attack, he looked like he was about to go. You could just tell by how pale he looked and how he had trouble breathing and even speaking. Always back and forth for air after each word in the sentence. Dre's, if I don't make it, please tell Pinkler that I love her. Even if I do go, I'll still be with her when I go to heaven. But Dre's, just tell her for me, please, before I leave. That's how he sounded like, you know. He was out of breath. He couldn't even talk. Right? He was just gasping for air. And I'm surprised that you're not concerned about it.
Yeah, I am. But it's kind of odd when he really... When it's definitely odd because talking with him before, and it's kind of strange how he could just land somewhere. And he's a fighter.
Weren't you talking like 5 minutes ago? 10 minutes ago? I don't know.
Yeah. Or wouldn't he be a ghost or something at that? Because it's a bit absurd when he's like Mike Tyson, so he's not going down for a fight.
Well, Mike Tyson was different. Mike Tyson was a bully. You couldn't even mess around with him, but I'm telling you.
Or Muhammad Ali.
Red Hood is gone.
So,
he's gone. I just got the phone call from his cousin.
I'll believe it when I see it. Because,
come on, Pink. Do I have to play the excerpt of the phone call I received from his cousin before you believe me? I'm tearing up inside, guys. I don't know what to do. Listen, Red Hood and I, we have a long history together. And now that he's dead, now that he's gone, I don't know what I'm going to do now. I'm going to have to start playing violin by myself. But yet, even steel violins. Because he stole violins. He was a poet stealing violins.
Violins are...
But in fact, he could also be playing dead, being special ops, so...
He's not being dead.
So,
he's actually gone.
He could be playing pop. We don't know.
Yeah, very true. Remember, spies' mission land themselves into a pretty fucked up situation. So, bit from column A, bit from column B.
Oh, Red Hood, come back.
Wow.
Red Hood, he's gone. Oh, psychic, he's gone. I remember the time that we used to go sightseeing on inside the helicopters. We would just point and laugh at people who threw eggs at each other during Halloween, and now I won't be able to do any of that stuff with him because he's gone. And that time that he stole a violin.
What about the many times? So... unless he got himself stuck in a very hairy situation, there has to be some sort of proof. Last time I checked, No proof.
Remember Redhead's favorite TV show, Keeping Up With Appearances, laughing at good old Hyacinth. And now that he's gone, you won't be able to watch any of those episodes, the classic episodes of whenever Hyacinth used to get in trouble with her husband. Pink good. Why'd you have to eat so many of those British cheeseburgers? You waited time and you shoot 8. Pinkwood, I appreciate your being strong.
Yeah, being strong is what it has to be when we're in the spy agency. It's not no child's play. It's not like you're playing Tiddlywinks. You're actually on missions, too. So, not unless...
I haven't felt this awful since Obama left office.
Sorry, am I 13? So, wouldn't we be English? Are the English spy unit not some
All right, who declared me dead?
Apparently it was not me. Wasn't
I
all right, who declared me dead? Because I'm not fucking dead.
Redhead? Is that you? Oh my goodness. He's alive. He's not dead. He's not dead.
I know.
I can stop crying now.
I know, yeah.
You should stop crying because you're beginning to be a bit of a dozy mood. I mean, stop.
And
I'm not dead.
Yeah, I know. You definitely don't go out without a fight.
Listen. I'm not that wispy motherfucker. You know that, right? I mean, if I was... Mike Tyson. I don't think it would be fair. You know, he invents crap. I was just an amusement park. I mean, I was just an amusement park. I was not
Are you still there? To my knowledge,
I'm still there. I mean, I was in a coffin for the last 6 straight hours out of. A wee break, you know that. Because it was a. What?
But you had a heart attack. Why?
No, I didn't have a heart attack. Look, if they didn't diagnose me with a heart attack, it would have to be more than just fucking cheeseburgers, mate. I heard that.
Right.
I mean, look, people die from heart attacks every day. About a minute a day. Okay, so for all those people out in Guernsey, you know, honestly, the farthest reaches of England, I'm not dead. I'm not dead.
I know.
If I was dead, well, then it would be a very different story. I'll playing repeats of different episodes. Because, well, it wouldn't be the same without.
Right.
Yeah. Look, I'm not dead. I volunteered as one of the corpses for the Halloween of Horrors thing and the Stranger thingy. You know, that's why I was late. I'm sorry. I was locked in a coffin.
Wow.
Those things are fucking... Those things are not
locked
easy
in a
to
coffin.
Get out of.
How'd you end up in a coffin?
They trapped me in a coffin. They trapped me
I
in
mean,
a coffin.
Did somebody put a gun to your head or what?
No,
so
don't, no. Somebody didn't point a gun into my head. Look, there isn't a target. It's just, well, they needed people, and I said, hey, I'm fine, and I didn't realize it was a Monday. I'm sorry.
Hmm?
It's like 12 o'clock at night here.
Hmm.
You know? And you never know what it's like being in a coffin for 6 straight hours without a pee break.
Hmm.
Without a pee break.
Now imagine that.
Oh, no.
Imagine being inside a coffin hours without going to the bathroom.
Yeah. But, oh, no.
Without
any
bathroom
no,
breaks, without eating, without drinking.
Yeah, it's pretty much... It's
without
pretty
clean
much
air?
Written.
My goodness.
No, no, no. If it was without clean air, right, you'd think that they would have it covered, right? Wrong. They don't have it covered. These things, they don't even provide a colostomy bag. And even with, look, it's not anything to joke about.
I know.
Fun. Neither is bedtimes, but I wouldn't know about either. I'm only 20-something years old. Right?
A 20-something year old left locked in a coffin. Locked in a coffin by a crazy person who was obviously obsessed with you and went to see you suffer. For no good reason.
Exactly.
I mean, well,
we'll
people are out there, they have all these crazy ideas. They want to throw people inside coffins, you know. So, the news craze right now.
Listen, I mean, honestly, there's somebody who wanted to see me in a coffin. Wouldn't be anybody on the show.
Damn straight.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, I mean, the experience of being locked in a coffin, I said, I'll try it, as long as it's not dangerous. You know what I mean? As long as I'm not causing harm to other people. As long as my loved ones say, listen, he's safe. And he's okay. It's magic. Or so we think.
Right.
You know. I mean, it's a rather interesting thing because these fuckers know how to play dead professionally.
Right.
And when I saw the ad, it said play dead professionally for free. And I said, really? Play dead professionally for free. Couldn't you just go out to a couple of other graveyards to get the grave diggers and then have yourself some fun? They said no.
Hmm.
So, you know. They said no. I said yes. We argued for a bit. And then what happened? You know.
You argued and.
And then they shoved me in a coffin.
Somebody held you captive.
No, and then they shoved me in the coffin for good measure. You know.
I know, that's a bit screwed up.
Listen, sometimes you just cannot win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter
what you want to do. Sometimes you win an Are We in the City?
Hmm.
I think, somebody must be obsessed with you for them to want to throw you inside a coffin.
You wouldn't be half right there. I mean, listen, have you ever been inside a coffin?
I mean, you do steal violence for a living, so if there's somebody that obviously envies you and wants to get a hold of your special talents.
My special talents? My special talents of what? Exactly.
Stealing violence, being a bad guy.
Stealing violence and being a bad guy, maybe. I mean, consider this. Right. Consider that I have had an old hand at this kind of thing. You know, I've had an old hand at it. I'm good at it. You know, the least they can do is lock me inside a coffin. The least they can do is lock me inside a coffin.
Right.
They can't really do much else. I mean, the way I see it. But anyway, what else is going on?
Yeah, it seems like we just it seems like there's never a dull moment as it relates to special education. We all have an idea about special education IEPs. And IEPs are basically like an instruction booklet. So, which is given to those who have regular licenses amongst other programs. Which I've noticed that online schooling is like the Wild Wild West, which is no surprise there, because they're just like public
I mean, they're just like publics. I wouldn't say just like. I mean, the debate I have against this kind of thing is that there's no accreditation going on. You know, except a pen.
I think that these are for those, not for colleges, but for like primary and secondary schools. Dairy schooling. They're very
I mean it's primary and secondary schooling, yes.
Which
but
heavily relies on
IEPs.
And for given the education, which leads to
my education leads to success.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't accept it. The thing is, I don't accept it, you know.
Oh, yeah. And there's a point where if those are wanting to go into online utilizing the fact that there's these online schools don't have the resources, no one cares about the students actually surviving.
Well, online education is different from actually sitting inside a classroom, because when you're online, you're sitting in front of a computer being led by an instructor, and it's a whole different feel as opposed to you just being inside a classroom and you sitting down and you writing notes.
Mm-hmm. And it's also there's more resources available per the school districts that you're in.
Yeah.
If you're in private schools, they don't really have to follow IEPs. It's like, yes, it's great, but they don't have to follow it. So it's like we'll do this, but it's no guarantee.
Well,
it's not a guarantee.
It's not
going to promote a lot of success.
But
in terms of
IEPs are a mandate for schools.
Right.
There's no way around them. And the only reason why private schools don't have to follow them necessarily is because of, well, they're private. They don't heavily rely on government funding, let alone any sort of information that is attached to the actual school.
Mm-hmm.
They don't rely on public funding, which gives them free reign to do whatever the hell they want.
That's true. They have the freedom to do whatever they want because they're part of the system.
Right.
I mean, but when kids rely on IEPs, there's no excuse for it.
I mean, there's no excuse.
And when it's a mandate, it's a mandate.